You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Playoff thoughts before we go into the games this week?
Yeah, why don't you take the lead? I love the work you put down on this with the future lines. And I know that I am upset they're setting something up, but I'll let you take lead here.
So I do want just your thoughts on putting Ohio State 5 and Bama 6 and who has to win and who doesn't have to win and what. But just a primer for people. This is from the Action Network, Colin Wilson. Here are some look-ahead lines as he projects it. Georgia-Michigan right now would be Bulldogs by 4.5, which caught me off guard. I feel like... Well, I figured 7.5, 8.5.
Well, and then that leads me to the advice I would give people. I think Michigan's your best bet to win the national title.
Plus 300.
Yeah, what I mean is I'm not laying minus 170 with Georgia. I don't think TCU or USC have any chance in this lifetime or the next of winning the Natty. And Michigan at plus 300 right now presents Jim's word, value, but then my word, reality. I think it's the perfect marriage of the two. If you want Michigan, get them now, because if they make it and that line is 4.5, you're getting like plus 135.
You're not getting plus 300.
You're not getting what?
Value.
Thank you.
All right. Georgia TCU would be a 10-point spread. Yep. Georgia USC,
yep.
13.5, which again caught me off guard. I would think the Trojans give them a bigger game.
I'll tell you why. Caleb is magical. We know this.
Yeah.
But when you talk about Georgia's front versus the USC offensive line, that right there screams 6 sacks, 15 QB hits, and he may not finish the game.
Well, and do you feel like Georgia corners can bracket an Addison better than they can your guy?
Yeah. And you know what else they have? I forget the kid's name. I always want to call him Kimbo Slice, but he's not a street fighter, and he's also not dead.
The running back for
no,
TCU?
No, the slot corner.
Oh, okay.
Kembro or whatever his name is. He's fabulous. He's fabulous. So they have pieces where, hey, whoever USC puts in the slot, I'm going to go man up.
You thinking Ringo?
Kembo, Ringo,
sure, whatever.
Whatever, potato, potato. The point is, really good slot corner. Yeah. It allows Georgia to keep somebody else in, and you saw this against Hendon Hooker. You saw what they were able to do, not only dialing up pressure, but the ability to keep him within the fence, so to speak. So I actually, USC to me, when I look at this, I look at USC and TCU as two, this is the issue I have with the four-team playoff. We're putting in teams that have no chance to win it. And you and I were talking pre-show. Mm-hmm. It's every reason why. We need at least an 8 team.
8 would be perfect.
8 would
be perfect.
I think,
unfortunately, listen, I prefer 12 over 4. I think, unfortunately, though, it's going to be 12 and maybe even 16 before.
But the bottom line is, I'm fine. I know we're about to engage in an argument before I give a summary here of championship weekend and what it means. I'm tired of the arguing. Not tired of you. I'm tired of talking to people like you. Like, I don't want to argue about Ohio State. We shouldn't have to. If there's an 8-team playoff, are they one of the 8 best? Yes. Go play the fucking game.
Right. Settle down.
But see, what we got to do now is do these stupid fucking arguments where it's semantics. It's like, well, they can't beat this team. Yeah, well, it's about the resume. I go, but what about football? I know Ohio State is soft as shit. I'm talking about your dog sloppy shit where you can't even pick it up with the ditty bag. That's Ohio State. I know it.
Sure.
I just saw it. So why the fuck do I care about resume? I care that they're soft and they're bullshit. Carry on.
Georgia would be a 5-point favorite against Ohio State. That's the last Georgia look ahead.
They'd be all over Georgia.
Yeah. Well, here's
all.
Oh, in that Georgia matchup, absolutely. Here's what they think about Michigan against the other foes. Michigan -5.5 against TCU.
That shocked me. There's the one that shocked me. How is Michigan not a double-digit favorite against TCU, who plays a 3-3-5, does not have a defense?
I'd say north of a touchdown at least.
I was stunned, and you know what 5.5 is.
Yeah.
The devil's number.
Michigan would be a 9-point favorite against USC, and they'd be, you ready for this? Again, Action Network, Colin Wilson, a pick'em against Ohio State.
Two reasons why, and maybe part of it leads me into the emotions of the weekend, but you got to play a team for a second time in a month. Harder to do. You emptied the bag. Look, I'm not telling
you. If I'm Michigan, I'll play them three more times. Get Blake Corum healthy in a month and beat their ass again. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Listen, it is a 7.5-point swing. We have to remember. Well, it's actually a 15-point swing if we really look at it. They went from 7.5-point dogs to pick them. I mean, Jim, that's a massive move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. There's no way I could take Ohio State. I'm just telling you why the line looks that way.
So what do you think about this weekend then? Because it feels like Georgia can lose and they're in. It feels like Michigan can lose and they're in.
Full stop.
What about TCU?
No. They lose, they're out.
But hold on. They'd have 12 wins. Their only loss would be against the team they beat. 12 wins is more than both Ohio State and Alabama, who are looming in the bullpen.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure we remain friends during this. And I'm not going to do straw man.
Okay.
You're arguing things that I'm not arguing. I agree with every syllable that has left your face.
Okay.
Okay? What I'm saying is, we know these are scumbags who do this. We know that they don't value what you're talking about.
So they have to win.
They've already fucked TCU once. They'll prove they'll do it again. They don't care about them. They're not a brand.
And my message to TCU would be, just win. Don't put yourself at the mercy of these people who make these assumptions.
Hey, win by a field goal. I'll still put you in. But if you lose.
I still would, but don't put yourself in that position. Don't put yourself at the mercy. This is what I hate. You want to zoom out? Here's what I hate, is that we are letting people in a boardroom tell us the results do or don't matter based on their feelings.
Based on television
and
sets.
And I hate that.
I know.
Mike, it's why, I'll give you an example from the unveil last night. By the time people hear this, it's Thursday, two nights ago. Tennessee is the number 7 team.
I think it's embarrassing.
Behind Alabama, who they beat. Tennessee has 2 top 15 wins. Bama has 0.
Yeah, but their quarterback's dead.
Right, but what do you do about that?
Yeah, but it's the
you
same.
You in a boardroom get to decide how their backup is going to play in a game that hasn't happened yet? That's awful precedent.
It's the same
awful.
Thing. No, but it's not precedent because basketball's been doing it for years.
No, I know, but this committee in football is going to start doing it. I'll give you an example. USC, let's say they win this week. We all agree, win, you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, Caleb tore his ACL. Out. Committee gets to arbitrarily decide the results on the field don't matter.
No, it's different.
How is it different?
Because USC, first of all, I mean, you're yelling, you're emotional. USC's already in. So taking a team out based on injury is different than putting a team in based on injury.
But if you think there's a case for Bama, there should be a case for Tennessee then, who beat Bama.
Sure.
The results on the field matters.
Yeah. Well, they also were at home. They also did it on the last play. They also did it with Bryce Young. Nicked up,
injured.
Yeah, but
I'm so sick of the Bama close losses being an argument. They're still losses. Results are supposed to matter.
What I'm telling you is I'm putting them in over Ohio State, and I'm putting them in over Tennessee because Ohio State is soft as shit, like when your dog has mud butt.
You've made the
analogy. Tennessee, Hendon Hooker's dead.
Okay.
And it's over.
Bama shouldn't be in this conversation with two losses. Two losses has always been left out as opposed to a one-loss team.
Agree. And to get in, let me be clear. I think you're going to need, based on what the committee did, not what I would do, you're going to need both USC and TCU to lose. If they both lose, it's Ohio State and Bama. And that's why I told you, prepare.
I would put TCU over Bama in that world. Bama doesn't have a top 15 win.
I want to say this to you again. You don't run the playoff.
Yet.
You're talking about what's right, and I agree with you. Let me tell you what's real.
There should be no world where Bama jumps any of the teams
there
ahead of them.
There should also be no world where little kids starve. But that's reality.
Okay.
Okay? I'm just making a point. There's right and real.
But hold on. You would put Bama in over Ohio State. We fought about this on the Monday recap. People need to check that out. You still feel, and I told you this was coming, Ohio State would be ranked ahead of them.
Yeah.
You feel like they did it wrong.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Look, and I'm going to do more of this on my show later today. It's what Michigan did. Was they administered a thorough audit of Ohio State football. And what has been shown is fraud, cowardice, mud butt, and a head coach who clearly dyes his beard and no one respects it. And I think it devalues Michigan's win. It devalues what they did if you put OSU in.
Again, I don't want OSU in. I feel like when you lose by 22 at home, it sends a message. But it's compared to Alabama, you want to talk about fraud, you want to talk about soft, this is not a great Saban team.
No.
They would be getting in off the backs of previous years and previous teams. Because this Bama team, we've talked about it all year. Ohio State gets their face rubbed in it for last week. Alabama, it's been a theme all season. They haven't beaten anybody. How is Bama any good? Their notable win is against a backup QB. Come on.
The yelling really has to cease.
I get fired up. Like, what has Bama done? You want to talk about Ohio State?
I'll tell you what
has Bama done?
Well, unlike Ohio State, they went on the road. They went to Austin, to Death Valley, and to Rocky Top.
And they lost two of the three, and the only one they won was with Quinn Ewers.
And the two, they will argue, are the last play of the game, total of 4 points.
Play better.
Okay, great. Our quarterback was injured. I'm just giving you what the retort is.
I like to live in what has happened, not what I think should have happened or could have happened and would have happened, and Bama would be in Vegas a favorite based on FanDuel. I want to see what actually happens in the games matter.
And listen, I am unemotional about this, and you're unhinged, and that's okay. I appreciate it. It's
championship weekend.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you. I wanted to start with your memories of championship weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.